As customary to our church, every first week of the month, we have commemorate the Lord in the Lord's Supper. So today is not an exception. And even though we are having our service here outside, we will still conduct the Lord's Supper. So if you have your Bibles with you, which I hope, I'd like to invite everyone to open your Bible on 1 Corinthians. Give me 1 second. I think it's in chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let me read the portion of the scripture before we proceed with our commemoration of the Lord's Supper. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27. Basically, this is a warning for each one of us who would like to partake the Lord's Supper. And this is what Apostle Paul said to the Corinth church. Says, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. Sabing ganon, if we're going to participate with the Lord's Supper and if we are not right in His sight, we will be deemed guilty on the body and the blood of the Lord. But on verse 28, it says here, we were given a chance to examine ourselves. It says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. So we have been given a chance to examine ourselves, to make ourselves worthy of the commemoration of the Lord's Supper. And because it's on verse 9, it says, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eat and drink judgment to himself. So we don't want to be judged without knowing that we have been given the privilege to examine ourselves. So right now I would like to request each and everyone, before we proceed with the Lord's Supper, for us to examine ourselves. Kung meron ba tayong mga nagawang shortcomings, if we have done some shortcomings or something that is not right in the sight of the Lord. So let's try to confess it, and let's try to ask the Lord to cleanse us and to make us worthy, because that is what was mentioned on this verse. So lumapit po tayo sa Panginoon at humiling tayo ng paglilinis para sa paglapit natin sa Kanya sa ating commemoration. Our Heavenly Father God, we would like to thank you, Lord, because you have given us the privilege and the opportunity and the chance to be able to partake, Lord God, the communion, the commemoration of your death and resurrection on the cross. We thank you, Lord God, for this element, the bread that symbolizes the body, and Lord, the juice or the grape that symbolizes your blood, Lord God, that cleanse our sins from all the things that we have done. Lord, right now we are asking that you cleanse us and search our heart, Lord God. Find any fault, Lord God, in our heart and see if there's something that is not right in your sight. Make us clean, Lord God, and make us worthy to be partakers of the Lord's Supper. And thank you, Lord God, because this is not just a ritual. This is not just a practice that we do. But this is to commemorate, Lord God, what you have done for us 2,000 years ago. Lord, we thank you again for this opportunity to be part of this commemoration. And Lord, we thank you because you already make us worthy to be partakers. Thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can I ask Brother Gomer, if you are here, and Brother June, to help us distribute this element? And I think while the praise and worship team render us an inspirational song while the element is being distributed. Again, brothers and sisters, allow me to read a portion of the scripture. This can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. And this is what the apostle said to the church of Corinth. It says, "For I have received from the Lord that which I have also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and when he has given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me,'" in remembrance of the Lord. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup in the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me," in remembrance of the Lord. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Again, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for that opportunity that was given to us, Lord God, to be partakers of the Lord's Supper. Lord, again, we would like to commemorate what you have done for us on the cross, and we will continue to do this, Lord, until the day that you will arrive. We thank you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. I see what you mean. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Are we enjoying the camp for this year? Okay, that's good. You know, it's becoming like our it's becoming our tradition. Awakan ko na lang. Naririnig niyo ba ako sa likod? Mahina.
Wala, nawala.
Ayan, naririnig niyo ako sa likod. Okay, that's good. Okay na. Ano lang naman tayo eh, we are enjoying the weather outside and we're not so formal today. This is our chance na hindi tayo maging formal. Thank you very much, Elaine. At hindi natin haya, we're not going to let a week pass that we will not attend any worship service. And today, just like what I mentioned a while ago, this is not an exception, you know. Regardless whether we're inside or whether we're outside, we will still continue with our service. And for this afternoon, nako, hindi nyo makikita. I have prepared a message that the Lord has impressed into my heart. And the title of the message is the Alabaster Flask or the Alabaster Jar. That's the title of the message. Hindi lang natin makita kasi medyo bright na whitewash yung ating board. And our title, just like what I've said, is The Alabaster Flask, The Anatomy of Forgiveness. Because if I remember it right, this month, our theme for the month is forgiveness. Okay? Yun ang ating theme for this month. Every month, nagpapalit yung theme natin. We have our theme every month. And basically, yan yung ating focus or our main concentration of our Bible discussion or our service during every week. And our verse will be coming from Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. So if you have your Bible with you, can I invite everyone to open your Bible to Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. And maybe I could ask one person here up front to read it for me. So can I ask Sister Jonaline? I'll put her on the spot. So Sister Jonaline, Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. Meron kaya lang nandun sa ano? If you could read it, that's okay.
Luke 7, verse 36 to 50. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answering said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you. And he answered, Say it, teacher. A certain moneylender had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered, The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt. And he said to him, You have judged rightly. Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she was wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little. And he said to her, Your sins are forgiven. Then those who were at the table with him began to say among themselves, Who is this? Who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Thank you so much, Sister Jonaline. And that is the scripture that we're going to study for this afternoon. Just like what I've said, the title, now I think you could see it right now, right? Nakita niyo ba? Diba? Okay, so now the title is The Alabaster Flask, the Anatomy of Forgiveness. And that is from the verse that Sister Jonaline I've read, yung Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. And if you would read the New Testament, you could find two occasions where the Lord Jesus Christ has been anointed on the feet of a woman. There are two scenarios, there are two incidents, may dalawang pagkakataon na yung paa ng Panginoon is inanoint ng perfume or ng oil. But those are two different incidents. Hindi sila pareho. Ibig sabihin, may pangyayaring nangyari yung isa at ito yung isang pangyayari. So if you read it, and this time you could find this in the book of Luke, in the letter of Dr. Luke on chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. And this situation happens in the place of Simon, one of the Pharisees. And the other incident happened in a place in Bethany. But that was a different situation. Okay. So, dun sa binasa natin, I guess you have heard it when Sister Jonaline read it, that this is a story that we will try to understand and we will try to get some lesson out of that story. So, my first question to you guys is, what will you do when you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming? Kung alam niyo na darating ang Panginoong Jesus. Let's say, if He will arrive here later this afternoon, what are you going to do? Have you asked yourself about that? Or we're so busy and, you know, we're so caring about other stuff, like our camping. Pero have you think about, you know, what if dumating nga ang Panginoon mamaya? You know, all of a sudden, the Lord Jesus Christ comes today or comes tomorrow. Anong gagawin ninyo? What are we going to do? Diba? Ready ba tayo? So, I guess that is a good question that we can pause for a while as we study this lesson or this story, because that's the same thing that happened wherein in this story, the Lord Jesus Christ arrived in a party. Okay? Nag-attend ng party ang Panginoon Jesus. Okay, let's go to our body of the text. So the party. Okay, let's read again. I'm just going to read the story, you know, verse by verse, and we will try to understand it. Himay-himay natin. We will try to dissect it. From verse 36 to verse 38, allow me to read it again. Sabing ganon. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus. So merong nag-request kay Jesus Christ. And this happened during the time that Jesus Christ is still on earth during his physical ministry. And sabi ganon, let's have some dinner. Sabi ganon, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him. So what happens next is, so Jesus went to his home and sat down to eat. Talagang pinagbigyan ng Lord. And then on verse 37, when a certain immoral woman from that city heard he was eating there, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. So let's try to imagine. So inimbitahan siya ni Simon na mag-dinner sa kanyang bahay. And then nung nalaman ng babae, an immoral woman. Actually, the name of the woman was not mentioned. Hindi na-describe. Siguro ang pangalan nun, Eileen, o kaya ang pangalan nun is Girly, o kaya ang pangalan nun, Nonet, hindi natin alam. Pero ang sabi doon, immoral woman. Okay? So siguro hindi sila yun. Okay, sabi nga nun, when a certain immoral woman from that city heard he was eating there, nagdala siya ng beautiful alabaster jar. Any one of you have seen an alabaster jar? Nakakita na ba kayo ng jar? Miss, hindi alabaster. Siguro. I think alabaster is some kind of jar na it was made from a special clay. Probably the name of the clay is alabaster. That's the reason why it's called alabaster. But anyway, sabing ganon, that yung laman daw, the content of that alabaster jar is an expensive perfume. Okay, so you could see now here, you could somehow play with your mind. She's an immoral woman, but she have a special alabaster jar full of expensive perfume. Okay? Amuyin nyo ngayon mga katabi nyo, baka amoy perfume din sila o amoy pawis. Sabi nga na sa verse 38, then she knelt behind him, so lumuot siya dun sa beside ng Panginoong Jesus, and at his feet, weeping. So umiiyak siya. She started weeping. You know? And then, sabi nga nun, her tears fell on his feet and she wiped them off with her hair. So ang nangyari, sa pagpasok ng babae, when the lady arrives inside that party, she stood beside the Lord Jesus Christ and then she started crying. Siguro pagka pinabahay, umiyak. You know, hindi madali yun. Hindi madaling i-fake yung pag-iyak. So what are you trying to draw here, brother Ben? It is real. Na nung pumasok yung babae doon, when he came into that party, because of probably, you know, his idea or his knowledge about the Lord Jesus Christ, he then started to cry. And then her tears fell on Jesus' feet. So, and then sabi ganon, the following verse, she wiped them off with her hair. Using the hair, pinunasan niya yung paa ng Panginoong Jesus. And then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. So nung lumuha siya, nahugasan yung paa ng Panginoong Jesus, nabasa, and then ang ginamit niya pamunas, he didn't get any tissue, he didn't get any paper or any towel, pero ang ginamit niya yung kanyang buhok. Yung kagaya ng buhok ni Brother Francis, siguro mahaba rin ang buhok niya, pinunas niya doon sa paa ng Panginoon. And then, he started kissing the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we're going to imagine the scenario, it looks different, di ba? Hindi siya ordinary. Di ba? First time niya na-meet ang Panginoon, first time in her life, and then this is what he did. How many among us have known the Lord Jesus Christ and how many of us have felt the same way? When was the last time you cried in front of the Lord Jesus Christ? Diba? Matagal na nating nakilala ang Panginoon, pero did we have that same kind of experience, that personal touch experience where the Lord has, yung presence niya lang, have made us cry and brought up into tears. And this is the kind of thing that this woman experienced when she gate crashed the party. What do you mean gate crashed? Because she is not invited. Hindi naman siya invited eh. Ang in-invite ng Pharisee, ang Panginoong Jesus lang eh. Pero all of a sudden, what happened is, sabi ng babae, mag-gate crush nga ako, puntahan ko. But I will bring a perfume. Okay, so that's the party. Let's go to the next portion of the story. There was a pessimist. Oh, by the way, what do you mean by pessimist? Okay, it's the opposite of optimist. Yung pessimist po, yun yung, anong basta Tagalog ng pessimist? Anyone who could help? Ano ibig sabihin ng pessimist?
Kulang-kulang.
Kulang-kulang? Oh, yung ano, negative. Negative, di ba? Kaya yung laging kontra. Laging hindi siya positive. Kung basta, every time na lang, lahat na lang na nakikita niya, puro yung sa negative side. So anong sabi niya gano'n? Sabi ng Pharisees, the Pharisee who have invited him saw this and he said to himself, sabi niya sa sarili niya, no, yung Pharisee, actually hindi niya kausap yung ibang tao, ang kausap niya yung sarili niya. Sabi niya, if this man were a prophet, he would know what kind of woman is touching him. And then naging judgmental. Sabi niya gano'n, she's a sinner. Di ba? Okay. Before I jump into that, let me ask you first, who are the three characters in the story na nakita natin, the major characters? Number one is Simon the Pharisee, kasi siya yung nag-invite, diba? He invited Jesus to roast a steak for a dinner? No. He invited the Lord Jesus Christ not to roast a steak, but to roast the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Diba? Ang purpose talaga, ang intention talaga ng Pharisees, hindi naman talaga para i-serve ang Panginoon ng dinner, but to find fault on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, the second character in the story was the woman. So basically, she gate-crashed and went to Jesus. That's number one na ginawa niya. Number two, he brings an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. So may dala siyang fragrant oil. And then, he stood at Jesus' feet, then she started to weep and wash Jesus' feet with her tears. And then, he wiped Jesus' feet with her hair, kissed Jesus' feet, and anointed Jesus' feet with fragrant oil. So, ilan yung ginawa niya? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 things na ginawa ng babae. She gate crashed, she brings an alabaster, she stood at Jesus' feet, she started to weep, she wiped Jesus' feet with her hair, he kissed Jesus' feet, and anointed Jesus' feet with fragrant oil. So there are 7 things that the woman did. And the last major character on this story is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. What did he do? He went to the Pharisee's home. Okay, so now we are on the pessimist. The pessimist is the Pharisee himself. So what can we see here? What can we learn here about this statement that the Pharisee have laid up or given down? You know, my first thing, you know, when I read this, is I asked myself, how do I do it myself? You know, nagiging judgmental din ba tayo once in a while? You know, have you asked yourself, naging judgmental na ba kayo? Yung bang you basically put some judgment on a person's character by just simply looking at him or her. Siguro, probably some of us will say, oh, you know what, brother, hindi naman ako kagaya ng Pharisee na judgmental agad. She's a sinner. Sabi nung, ano, di ba, ng Pharisees? Pero, you know, sometimes, unknowingly, we are becoming one. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? Do you believe that? That sometimes, you know, sabi nga nila, out of curiosity, nagiging judgmental tayo paminsan-minsan eh. You know, the way we look at people or sometimes the way we classify them based on their language skills, You know, parang dinidegrade or nile-level natin sila. O ano yung background nila, di ba? Parang, ay, hindi niya kaya yan. Kasi hindi naman siya nakapagtapos. O hindi niya kaya yan kasi hindi naman ganun kataas yung pinag-aralan niya. O hindi niya kaya yan, hindi niya magagawa yan. Wala naman siyang talent eh. O hindi niya kaya kumanta kasi wala na. You know, hindi naman siya nag-aral niyan. And sometimes, ang gusto kong maintindihan natin is we have to be very careful. Because gaya nga ng sabi ko, minsan unknowingly, nagiging judgmental tayo. Let's be careful and watch our habits and our tendencies to become judgmental. You know, if we're going to be honest with ourselves, di ba? If we're going to be honest with ourselves, sometimes, you know, it happens. Now, we classify people based on their skin color. Di ba? Pagka medyo magaling magsalita ng English, sige, mahusay yan, pwede natin. O pagka hindi magaling mag-English, wag mo na pag-speakin na, wag mo pagturuin sa Bible study kasi hindi maintindihan. Di ba? So, those are just some of the things that we would like to learn. Sabi nga ni Brother Lem kahapon, yung, anong sabi doon? We have to, ano bro? Ano yung major, yung, nakalimutan ko. Safeguard ourselves because lest we fall at magaya tayo. So we have to be very careful in the way we think, in the way we become judgmental. So there is a pessimist. So number one, there was a party. And then on the second portion of the story, we see the pessimist. Yung Pharisees, di ba? Yung negative. Napaka-negative naman itong Pharisee na to, no? Sabi niya, sinner agad, judgment, assuming, sabi nga nila. Now, let's go to the third portion of the story. The positive lesson. And this is where the Lord Jesus Christ addressed the pessimist problem. Sabi nga noon, ng Panginoon, then Jesus answered his thought. And he said, Simon, he said to the Pharisees, I have something for you to say to you. Sabi ng Panginoon, may sasabihin ako sa iyo. Sabi ng Panginoon doon sa Pharisees. Siguro, yung sinabi ng Panginoon sa Pharisees, this is not only for the Pharisees, but this is something for us to learn and to hear. Okay? And ano sabi ng Panginoon? Ano sabi ng Pharisee? Go ahead, teacher. Tell me. Sige, chismis mo sa akin, Lord. Sabi niya ganun siguro. Then the Lord Jesus told him a story, a parable. Sabi niya ganun, a man loaned a money of two people. Meron daw pong nangutang. Yung isa, 500 dinari. At yung isa, 50 dinari. Si Ate Seri tumatawa. May utang ka ba, Ate Seri? Sabi ganun, meron daw isang, sabi ng Panginoon, there is a story, a man loaned money to two people. Nagpautang siya. Yung isa, 500 pieces. And yung isa, 50 pieces. You know what? Just to let you know, 1 denari is an equivalent of 1 day salary. So, ibig sabihin, yung 500 denari, that is equivalent to 500 days of salary. And 50 denari is equivalent to 50 days of salary. Magkano yun? Yung mabilis magkwenta dito. Kung halimbawa, ang sahod mo sa isang araw is $80. 50 denari, magkano yun? 50 days. This is really, dahil mabilis magkwenta. So anyway, meron daw dalawang pinautang. Ang sabi nga noon, but neither of them could repay him. Hindi daw makabayad yung dalawa. And then, ang sabi nga noon, so he kindly forgave them both, canceling their debt. Tapos ang sabi ng Lord, he pondered this question. Merong isa, 50, yung isa, 500. Dahil hindi sila pareho makabayad, ang sabi ng Panginoon, nung creditor, quits na, libre na. You know what? Okay na yan, tabla-tabla na. Sa inyo na yung 500, sa inyo na yung 50. Okay? So, ang sabi ng Panginoon, sino sa tingin ninyo? Who among the two do you think? Sabi niya ganun, who do you think supposed love him more after that? Sa palagay niyo, sino yung magmamahal doon sa nagpa-utang? Yung may utang na 50 o yung may utang na 500? Ang sabi doon sa Bible, Sabi sa verse na binasa natin, kasi sumagot si Simon eh. Simon answered, I suppose the one who have whom he canceled the larger debt. Yung may mas malaking utang, mas mamahalin yung ano yung nagpa-utang kasi, diba, nilibre siya ng 500 eh. Yung isa, 50 lang yun. So sabi nga, sino yung mas matutuwa? Sino yung mas magmamahal? Ang sagot ng Panginoon, that's right. The Lord said, that's right. And that was the story that the Lord Jesus answered to the pessimist attitude of the Pharisees. Mantakin ninyo, there was an attitude and the Lord Jesus Christ answered it with a parable. And do you know what a parable is, right? It is a story alongside to give a special lesson. And this is what I would like you to see. Sabi ka nun, there was a creditor, yung isa 500 denarii, yung isa 50 denarii, but both are forgiven, but it says there, the one with 500 denarii's loan have loved him more. So, ano ang gustong ituro sa atin ng Panginoon dito? Ang gustong ituro ng Panginoon is, you know, in His sight, whether you have more debts. Marami naman, lahat naman tayo nagkakautang sa Panginoon eh, di ba? Lahat tayo, you know, we fall under the big debt. And regardless of how many it is, the Lord will always forgive us. Pero may tinuturo ang Panginoon dito. Let's see. So kanina, we have seen the party, we have seen the pessimist, and now we have seen the positive lesson. Now let's look at the promotion. You could find this on verse 44. And then he turned to the woman and said to Simon. So ang sabi nga noon, umarap daw siya. Okay, listen to this. Kasi parang kung titignan natin, it's just a simple story. Pero ang nangyari, during that time, kausap ng Panginoon, the Lord is talking to Simon and talking to the woman, di ba? And then inexplain ng Panginoon, nung nag-question si Simon, sa sarili niya, ha? Remember, hindi niya naman pinoise out yon. But the Lord has read his mind. And that's the reason why he gave the story. And look at this drama. Mayroong drama dito eh. He was talking to Simon. He was facing Simon eye to eye. And then all of a sudden, he put his focus from Simon to the woman. And then this is what the Lord said. Karap niya yung woman ha. Look at this woman, sabi niya ganon. Kneeling here, when I entered your home, you didn't offer me water to wash the dust from my feet. So, what are you trying to say, brother there? This is what I'm trying to say. You know, he was talking to Simon, and all of a sudden, he faced the lady and answering Simon, but he is looking to the woman. Nakita niyo yung idea. Did you see the impact that the Lord Jesus Christ is trying to do? He was talking to Simon, but he is facing the woman. And he is trying to promote the woman. Ano sabi niya sa woman? Tingnan mo tong babae to. Look at this woman kneeling here. When I entered your home, you didn't offer water to wash my feet. Because it is customary. During that time, that every time you visit a place, the owner of the house, kung meron siyang maid, he will ask the maid to wash the feet of the guest. If he doesn't have a guest, if he doesn't have a maid, he himself will wash the feet of his guest. But in this very story, no one washed the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kaya ang sabi ng Panginoon, pumasok ako sa bahay mo, niyang pa ako, hindi mo inugasan eh. It is customary to their time during that, to their practice during that time. And then she said, ito pa yung sabi niya, but she, sabi niya ganun, itong babae ito, she gatecrashed, she has washed them with her tears. Matakin mo, yung kanyang luha ang nag-wash ng feet. Sabi ng gano'n ng Panginoon, with her tears and wiped them with her hair. Ikaw, hindi mo man lang ako binigyan ng tissue, hindi mo man lang ako binigyan ng pamunas, pero itong babaeng to, He have done far more than what we can expect. You know, with her tears and with her hair, He have washed my feet. Sabi pa ng Panginoon dito, you didn't even greet me with a kiss. Kasi during that time, it is customary or it is their practice, even lalaki sa lalaki, they kiss cheek to cheek. You know, siguro dapat practicein natin yan dito eh. Para magising kayo, no? You know, yung mga lalaki during that time, even, I think even right now in the Middle East or in the Middle Eastern yan, they, when they, you know, when they meet the man, they do cheek to cheek. And that is courtesy. Ayun ang sabi doon, no? Sabi ng ganon, you didn't greet me with a kiss. But from the time I first came, she has not stopped kissing my feet. Ano sabi ng Panginoon? Ikaw, hindi mo nang ako inalingan sa pisngi. Pero itong babae to, hindi tumingil sa kahalik sa paako. Di ba? Let's follow along the way. Sabi nga, you didn't greet me with a kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not stopped kissing my feet. You neglected courtesy. Sabi niya ganon. You neglected courtesy of olive oil to anoint my head. Practice nila yun eh, during that time that when there is a guest, there is an i-anoint sila sa head, sa forehead. It's their practice. I don't know where does it come from, pero that is their practice. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, but she has anointed not my head, but my feet with what? Sabi ganon, with a rare perfume. Sabi ganon, rare perfume. Pag sinabi nating rare, you know, when the Bible said something like this with a description, it means it's a special something. Diba? So let's look at what happened. Ang sabi ganon, the Pharisee gave no water to wash Jesus' feet, but on the woman's side, he washed Jesus' feet with tears, wiped Jesus' feet with hair. The Pharisees gave no kiss, but the woman never ceased to kiss. Atake mo, hindi kaya, you know, na magana yung labi ng babae, kakikiss dun sa paan ng Panginoon. Pero that is how, you know, how, I cannot describe it, pero I think that is how the presence of the Lord have changed the character of the woman. Diba? Sabi pang ganon, did not anoint Jesus' head with oil, yung Pharisees. But this woman have anointed Jesus' feet with a fragrant oil. Imagine that, you know, I can see the humility, yung pagiging humble nitong babaeng ito. Diba? Sa in a regular practice, people will anoint the head. But this lady did not even consider touching the head of the Lord Jesus Christ because he thought for herself that she is only entitled for the feet. Hanggang dun lang ako eh. Tayo minsan, we have that pride, you know? No, I'll do it, diba? Sa head. You know, I can do that. But this woman, as if na parang nahihiya siya, na hindi siya halos makalapit sa Panginoon because of her sin. Diba? Parang hindi niya, she could not even claim her, you know, yung parang right to do those stuff. Now, let's look at this. Now let's look at this. There you go. Remember I told you that, you know, the story, when the Pharisee have that pessimist attitude, the Lord Jesus Christ gave the parable. The parable of, you know, the two debtors. Yun yung pinakita ko sa inyo kanina eh. Both are forgiven. And there's something that I would like to expose here. And this is what it is. Ang sabing ganon, I don't know if you could see that, the creditor, meron daw creditor, nagpautang siya sa dalawa, isang 500, isa 50. And both are forgiven. And basically, those two creditors, parang, ang sinasabi doon, yung isa doon, which have more debts, is parang sinasabi na yun yung woman kasi mas marami siyang utang eh. Because he have more sin. So parang ina-align sa kanya na yung babae, maraming pinagkakautang sa akin dahil marami siyang kasalanan. And you, policy, okay ka naman, 50 lang yung utang mo sa akin, in-invite mo pa ako. Pero at the end of the day, both were forgiven. You know? But the response, look at the response. Because the woman have more sin, the tendency, she loves the Lord Jesus more. Diba? Mas naramdaman niya yung degree eh. Kasi dahil nga pinatawad siya dun sa marami niyang kasalanan, parang mas naramdaman niya. As compared to the Pharisee who have less. And she, he feel that he is forgiven less, kaya he loves a little. Let's look at what I'm trying to point out here. Let's go now. Ano yung una? There is a party. What's the next? There's a pessimist. There is a positive lesson. There was a promotion, and let's look at the price. Okay, verse 47. Okay, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ speaking here. I tell you, sabi ng Lord, her sins, they are many. Maraming kasalanan tong babaeng to, sabi ng Lord. Maraming siyang utang sa akin. Siya yung 500 na tinutukoy ko sa iyo, sabi ng Panginoon kay Simon. But she have been forgiven. She has shown so much love. But a person who is forgiven little, which is ikaw, kasi hindi ka naman nagpakita sa akin ng pagmamahal, kasi konti lang sa palagay mo yung utang mo sa akin, you have shown me a little love. Then Jesus said to the woman, your sins are forgiven. Okay, so basically, what you would like to point out here, what I would like to point out here, if you're going to really listen and understand, which comes first, forgiveness or the woman's love? Tanungin ko nga kayo, alin na una? Yung forgiveness or the love of the woman? The response, love of the woman. Forgiveness, right? Kasi anong sabi doon sa dalawang denari? May utang sila pareho. Hindi pa nila minamahal yung creditor, ha? Pero pinatawad na sila nung creditor. And then, ang tanong ng Panginoong Jesus sa kanila, sino ang magmamahal dun sa creditor more? Those who have more debt. Okay? So, basically what I'm trying to say here, forgiveness has been given to all of us already, even without us loving the Lord Jesus Christ back. Kaya kung ang feeling natin ngayon, hindi natin maramdaman yung pag-ibig natin sa Panginoon, let's just remember, He has been forgiving us already, miski hindi ka pa bumabalik sa Kanya. Miski hindi mo pa binabalik yung sukli na pagmamahal na in-expect ng Lord, pinatawad ka na Niya. And that is the main lesson here. Kasi some people will think, pinatawad siya ng Panginoon kasi minahal siya, sinerve siya. No. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who gave first and then the woman responded. Sabi ganon, I tell you, her sins, since they are many, have been forgiven. Sabi ganon, marami siyang kasalanan pero pinatawad na. Diba? Kaya ang nangyari, and so she has shown so much love. Ang sabi ng ganun, marami siyang kasalanan, pinatawad, kaya ngayon, nagpapakita siya ng marami. Ang sabi ng ganun, she is not showing love. Ang description doon, much love. Kasi marami nga siyang kasalanan eh. Siguro para sa atin, para marami tayong ipakita pagmamahal, magkasala tayo ng madami. No? Diba? Pero hindi ganun po yun. Ang sinasabi doon, dahil sa marami siyang kasalanan, pinakita niya yung pagmamahal. So nakita niyo yung sequence, hindi pwedeng marami siyang kasalanan, tapos gumawa siya ng mabuti, kaya siya pinatawad. No, hindi po ganon. Marami siyang kasalanan, pinatawad siya, kaya siya gumawa ng maganda at mabuti sa Panginoon. So that is the lesson. You know, God has given us forgiveness even without us doing our love for Him. Pero of course naman, you know, pinatawad tayo ng Panginoon, mahalin natin siya. Ang sabi pang ganon, she has shown me much love, but a person is forgiven little, shows only little love. And then ang sabi doon sa huling verse, okay, I'm going to conclude here. Sabi ganon, on the last verse, and Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Sabi ganon, ano ba yan to? Share our faith and serve with His love, di ba? Dahil doon sa pag-ibig na pinakita ng babae, dahil pinatawad na siya ng Panginoon. You know, let this become a challenge for all of us. Kasi minsan, people will try to say, you know what, kailangan gumawa muna ako ng mabuti para patawarin ako ng Panginoon. Pero we have to tell them, kapatid, diba? Brother, sister, even without you showing your response, God has already forgiven you. At ito yung bagay na gusto natin na matutunan ngayong gabing ito. Sabi ko nga kanina, brother, what's the significance of the title, The Alabaster Flask? Siguro, you know, the alabaster, this is where we attend, yung conclusion. Siguro, bawat isa sa atin, meron tayong alabaster flask. I don't know what is your alabaster flask. Pero siguro, kailangan na natin basagin yan. Huwag na natin itago. Gamitin na natin para sa Panginoon. Yung iba sa atin, pinagkakatago-tago yung alabaster flask na yan. Whether it's of good works, whether of what kind of talent it is, sino nakikinabang yan? Diba? Look at this woman. The moment she knew that Jesus is coming, all her perspective changed. Ang nakalulungkot, you know, the sad part is, tayo, we have known the Lord Jesus Christ for so many times already, so many days, so many years, so many months. Pero up to now, we're still keeping our alabaster flask in our own pocket. Basagin niyo na yan, kapatid. Gamitin na natin sa Panginoon niya. Let us use that. You know? Yung mga pinagkakatago-tago ninyo, mga talents, resources, let's use it. Kailan niyo pagagamitin yan? When the Lord has already passed by. Pag hindi niya naka... You know, the truth of the matter is the Lord doesn't need yung ating, you know, yung ating... physically saying, hindi niya naman kailangan ng gifts natin eh. What the Lord is looking is our heart. Diba? If we are willing to surrender our alabaster flask. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Dakilang Diyos, kami po ay muli, Panginoon, na nagpapasalamat at nagpupuri sa inyo, Panginoon, sa buhay na ito, na ipinagkaloob niyo po sa amin. Panginoon, dalangin po namin, it is our prayer that the story of this woman will become a challenge, Panginoon, sa bawat isa po sa amin. Patawarin niyo po kami, Panginoon, sa kabila ng aming matagal na pagkakakilala sa inyo. That we have known you very long time, Lord God. But up to now, we're still holding to our own alabaster flask. Panginoon, ipakita mo po sa amin. You know, make us realize, Lord God, how sinful we are, just like this woman. So that, Lord God, after realizing this, we could change the perspective of the way we look on things. Panginoon, patawad po kung may mga pagkakataon na kami po ay nagiging pessimistic, kung kami po ay nagiging negative. Patawarin niyo rin po kami, Panginoon, if there are times that we withdraw or withhold those things that we have, Lord God. And sometimes we don't commit ourselves, our talent, our resources in your throne of grace, sa paanan mo, Panginoon. Maging halimbawa na po, Panginoon, ang babaeng ito, na bagamat siya po ay isang makasalanan, ay binago mo at pinalaya mo, Panginoon. Panginoon, ganun din po ang aming dalangin sa bawat isa po sa amin, Panginoon. Palayain mo kami, Panginoon, sa kasalanan ng aming nagagawa, Panginoon. At makita po namin, Panginoon, let us feel, Lord God, the remorse in our life, to weep in your feet, Lord God, and beg for your mercy. And broke, Lord God, those alabaster flasks that we are keep holding on in our life. Lord, we would like to commit our lives to you. We would like to surrender, Lord God, everything to you, because you alone deserve everything in our life. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.